Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
All right, today we're not going to take all day to do the opening joke. Robert, the opening joke is just a short portion of the podcast.
I keep telling you.
Is that understood?
Well, don't look at me. I was just a Goober driver last time. I had nothing to do with the opening joke, taking the entire podcast.
I keep saying it wasn't my fault, man.
Yes, it was.
I was just the theatrical director.
Yes,
theatrical.
We know.
And it was you guys who were taking your sweet old time and making it, you know, take forever to do a stupid opening joke.
No, it wasn't us. It was you, man, okay?
All I was doing was giving directions to you, the untrained actor.
Well, we are the untrained actors.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and who the hell trained you?
I am Shakespearean trained director, and you know it.
What Shakespeare trained you?
Well, it was Clyde Shakespeare.
Clyde Shakespeare.
He is like the fourth cousin three times removed on William's son.
William who?
William Shakespeare.
Ah, you're full of shit. You were trained by a cousin from William Shakespeare.
Yes, I was.
Well, where the hell did you meet this this Shakespeare that you are talking about?
Yeah, I met him here at the mobile home park.
You met him here at the mobile home park?
Yes, Clyde Shakespeare lived here at one time, and he told everyone that he was a cousin of William Shakespeare.
And you believed it?
He charged a little money.
Oh, he did.
I took lessons from him.
And how much did it cost you to get Shakespearean trained?
Yeah, how much money did you have to fork over?
Well, almost $9,000.
$9,000.
Yeah, $9,000. He was, you know, a Shakespeare after all.
Yeah,
you know,
Shakespeare.
He had the English accent.
Oh, he did.
And he sounded very, very professional.
What did he teach you
to
become a Shakespearean trained director? Just exactly what did you learn from him?
Yeah. Well, what I learned from him is to say cut.
Cut.
You know, when something is not going well, you say cut.
You say cut.
Yes, cut.
Cut a fart.
And then he also taught us, you know, when things are not, need a little more dramatical bravado.
Dramatical bravado.
Yes, dramatical bravado.
Yeah.
You just say cut. Yeah. I need a little more dramatical bravado.
I think you're just full of dramatical bravado.
I think so too.
Shit, man.
Just oozing with dramatical bravado.
Thank you very much.
Needless to say, I have the joke today, so
good.
We're just going to get this over with fast and not
please
take 36 minutes.
I told you it wasn't my fault, man.
I know you keep saying it's not your fault, but it was your fault.
It was not.
Shut up. And go ahead, Robert. Today's opening joke.
All right. Well, this professor of veterinary medicine started his class by telling the students that it is necessary to have two very important qualities as a doctor.
Two very important qualities.
Yes.
As a doctor.
Two very important qualities.
Okay.
The first is that you not be disgusted by anything involving an animal's body.
So do not be disgusted by anything involving an animal's
body. That's
what he said. That's what I said, yes. And for an example, the professor pulled back the sheet and he stuck his finger into the butthole of a dead cow.
He stuck his finger into a butthole of a dead cow.
He stuck his finger into the butthole of a dead cow.
What did he do next?
Well, he pulled his finger out of the dead cow's asshole, and he put it in his mouth. put it in his mouth, and then he told the class to go ahead and do the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he told them to go one by one, stick their fingers into the dead cow's ass, and then pull it out and put it in their mouth.
Well, for the record, I don't think I will be taking that class.
Well, you had Clyde Shakespeare sticking his finger up your ass for $9,000.
But he cheeks. Come on, man.
Okay, Robert, so what happened?
All right, so needless to say, the students freaked out.
I know, I
would. They hesitated for several minutes.
You know, yeah.
Eventually, they all took turns sticking their fingers into the butthole of a dead cow and then sucked on it, followed by assorted gagging, retching, and spitting, etc. You know, what takes place after you stick your finger in the dead cow's ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What happened then?
Well, when everyone had finished wiping their faces,
mouths,
the professor looked at the class and he said,
"Yo,
the second most important quality in being a doctor is observation."
Observation.
Yes, observation.
Observation, yeah.
The doctor says, "I stuck my middle finger in the dead cow's ass, but I sucked on my index finger."
Sneaky bastard.
Yes. The doctor said, "Now learn to pay attention."
Yes.
Life is tough, but it's even tougher if you're stupid.
It sounds like Curly.
No, it does not. Man.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are not funny, unless you're not wearing pants. Thank you.
All aboard!
Oh, it's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We are here to make you happy, make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh, come on and laugh, come on and crap your pants.
I'm still thinking about those poor students.
Me too.
That dead cow. That table.
That sneaky professor.
That
stuck his middle finger and sucked on his index finger. I guess you do have to be very observant in life.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wind up sucking on some dead cow shit.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast. Yeah. We are coming to you live. From the Bellaterra Mobile Home Park Estates and our crappy little mobile home.
Hi, everybody.
We are so happy that you could join us. And, of course, with me, I have my two best friends.
All right, who is the better of the two best friends? Who are you going to start with today?
Well, let's start with Curly Fries.
Oh, of course, yes.
My best friend, Mr. Curly Fries.
Well, I knew it.
But you knew shit. He's just appeasing you.
He's appeasing me now.
That's right. He's appeasing you. But you're just a big fucking baby. Yeah. If he would have introduced me first, you would have said, "Hey, can he do
this?" Boys, please, come on.
What?
Is that how I say it?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Do that one more time.
What?
Yeah, dare you say how I complain that I'm not his best friend. Go ahead. You're not even saying anything.
I am.
You're not even using coherent words.
Oh,
no,
shut up.
All you're saying, no.
That's what I hear.
That's not how I complain.
Yeah, that's what I hear. All I hear is pussy shit.
I'm a pussy shit.
You're a piece of shit.
You just said I'm a pussy shit.
No, I did not say peace.
No, you didn't. Did he say peace or poos?
Did I, Robert?
Robert,
you said poos.
I did.
Yes, see, I told you. You said I'm a pussy shit.
What is a pussy shit?
That's a piece of shit, except for in Curly's case, he's a pussy shit.
I'm a pussy shit.
That's right.
Oh, man, I just can't win around.
No, you cannot win. Anyways, let's get back to my best friend's Curly Fries.
Yes, I
am. Happens to be a
piece
of shit.
Robert,
come on, man. And my other best friend, of course, Mr. Harry Cheeks. Hiya, Harry.
Hello there, Robert. I know that I'm your bestest best friend,
God.
Right?
Of course.
Yes, I knew it.
What are you guys in junior high school? Who's the bestest of the bestest friends?
Yeah, we're screwing around, man.
Not your age and not your depends size.
Depends?
Yeah.
I don't wear depends. Robert, do you wear depends?
No, I do not.
Oh, Curly, you wear depends.
Yes, he does. Let's not get into that now, all right? That's not funny, man.
You wear adult diapers.
I don't want to talk about my private personal life.
We'll
get back to your depends in just a moment. Today happens to be a very special episode of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Well, what's so special about it? Did we win some kind of an award or something for our podcast?
Was it 5 years since I joined the podcast?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Today happens to be our 200th episode.
200th episode today.
That is correct. 200th episode of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Well, I'm sure you have all kinds of special things arranged for today.
Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. That's right. Nothing at all. But you don't have, like, some of our fellow podcasters calling in and congratulating us on our 200th episode?
Nobody gives a shit about us.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
They don't.
They'll just care about their podcast.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about other podcasts.
Well, that's right. I know, but
they'll come on the podcast if it'll get them listeners from our podcast.
Exactly.
Well, yes, but, you know, we do a fairly decent podcast here.
Well,
I think it's a very funny podcast.
Well, on occasion, yes.
If I may say so myself.
Yes. Well, you may say it, and anything else you want to say.
I will go on the limb and say that our podcast is probably one of the most innovative and funniest podcasts on the internet.
Yeah. You think we are the funniest podcast on the internet.
Exactly. And I will go even a step further.
All right, go a step further now.
I am challenging all the podcast makers in the world.
Okay? All right, what's the challenge?
If anyone can produce a funnier podcast than ours, we will suck their dick.
Not sucking anybody's dick. What are you, crazy?
You can suck anybody's cock you want, but I'm not doing
it
in a contest that you are now putting us in.
Wait a second. Hear me out, guys. Hear me out.
What?
You don't have the confidence that we are the funniest podcast on the internet today.
Well,
I am so sure that I am willing to let anyone know that we will suck their dick if they are funnier than us.
Wait a minute, Curly.
What?
I will participate in this contest only if we say that you will suck anybody's dick if they are funnier than me.
Yeah, just me.
You suck their dick.
I thought we were a team here.
Well, we are a team.
Yeah.
But when you start, you know, challenging people and go sucking their dicks, we're not a team anymore.
Yeah, that's a team. I don't want to be on. I'm going to have to go suck somebody's dick.
Are you telling me you don't have the confidence?
What if somebody comes up with a really funny podcast?
Yeah.
And we've got to go and... I'm not doing it. That's all there is to it.
I'm not sucking anybody's cock.
Me neither.
Just so we're clear, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
Believe
that you guys are so...
Hetero?
Unsure of yourselves and your talent that you don't think you can put out funnier podcasts than anyone else in the world.
I think we can put out a pretty funny podcast.
Yes.
But I'm not getting into a contest.
Well,
I'm going to have to suck somebody's cock for it. Okay?
Help me out, too.
Well, I got to tell you, I am very disappointed with
disappointed
you guys.
Disappointed my ass.
What the hell is that?
That's Edna. She's in the bathroom.
Oh.
Edna!
What is it, Robert?
Turn off the microphone in the bathroom.
The microphone?
Yes, the microphone is on and we can hear you.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
All right.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can still hear you.
How about now?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Stop farting.
The microphone switch is stuck.
Oh, jeez. Why don't you just jiggle it a little bit?
Why don't you go jiggle yourself? Everything around here has to be jiggled. It's not the door. It's the switch.
Well, then stop farting.
Now I can't even fart in the privacy of my own bathroom. Robert, what are you doing to me?
Nothing.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Leave sweet Jesus out of this.
Impossible.
Stop farting and come on outside.
Poor
All right,
Edna.
I'm coming out in just a moment.
Oh.
Try not to listen.
Okay, we won't, Edna. Oh, poor thing. You know,
well, she should know better than to fart.
You know, maybe you should remove that microphone from the bathroom.
But yes, Robert, why would you put a microphone in the bathroom?
Well, I did it for convenience because while we're doing a podcast, sometimes nature calls and we have to go and relieve ourselves. And since the microphone is there, it's easy.
Oh, here she comes.
Listen to this door. Oh, God.
Be gentle with that door, okay?
I'll close it very gently.
Please.
Oh,
that door is very loud and annoying. Yes. Like all your doors around here.
Oh, God.
That door scares the shit out of me.
Oh, come on.
That's what that door does.
It's not that bad.
Oh. Hi, boys.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi, Anna. How you doing?
Well, for someone who just had their private bathroom experience exposed to the world.
Come on, sweetheart.
I guess I'm doing pretty well.
I had nothing to do with that switch being stuck like that.
You never have nothing to do with anything, but I'm the one that's farting, and everyone is hearing me and laughing.
What?
Well, you know, if someone heard you, how you go.
Me?
Oh, my God.
What would happen, Edmund?
There would be chaos in the world.
There would be chaos.
You should hear how he goes in the morning.
Tell us about.
Come on, Edna, don't.
Every morning, this repeats like clockwork. Every morning when Robert gets up.
You have to.
It's always the same.
Edna, why don't you describe for us what it's like waking up next to Robert every morning?
I'll tell you.
Shut up, Jesus.
He gets up, and for the first 5 minutes or so, all he does is scratch his nutsack.
He just scratches his nuts for 5 minutes.
Yes, I do.
That's it. That's all he does. Oh. He scratches himself.
Yes.
It sounds like a rap song.
Rap
you know
song.
When they scratch the vinyl?
You mean like this?
Just like that, huh?
Yes, just like that.
No, it doesn't.
He does it all morning long, scratching.
Scratch.
And then he walks out to the porch
to
go pick up the paper.
No.
What happens then?
No.
He gets to the porch, he opens the door, he clears his throat of all the phlegm that has built up overnight, and he shoots out a loogie at the poor spritzer, the dog next door.
It's just a loogie.
The loogie flies out of his mouth at such force that it actually leaves a welt on the dog's back.
Poor dog.
That dog pisses on everybody that walks by. A little loogie's not going to hurt him.
Well, the poor dog starts barking.
Yeah.
He wakes up Woody Stroker and his roommates.
Right.
Now, they're starting to come out onto their porch as Robert is starting to bend down.
Bend down.
To pick up the paper.
So he's bending down.
As he's bending down, he forces out the loudest, most obnoxious fart that a human being can produce.
It builds up overnight. What the hell am I supposed to do, huh, Edna?
Yes, Curly. What is it?
How would you describe the sound?
The sound
that Robert emits from his hindquarters?
Well, you must be referring to his brown eye.
No, you mean his puckered starfish.
Also known as the balloon knot.
Or the prison purse.
Enough already, okay?
Well, the best way that I can describe that sound is if you took a very large burlap sack and you filled it with wild feral cats.
Wild cats.
And put them all in one bag and they were all fighting for their lives.
Very loudly.
That is the sound that Robert emits from his prison purse every morning.
Okay, everybody happy now? I make a very loud, obnoxious noise.
You can say that again.
Morning.
Yes.
And that is in honor of my next door neighbor, Woody Stroker.
The woman smoker, right?
Yes, the woman smoker. And I get a twofer every morning.
What twofer do you get?
Well, the twofer is that I get to relieve myself and I get to piss off Woody Stroker.
The woman smoker.
At the same time.
Yes.
So it's a win-win.
Yes, yes. It's a win-win for everyone except for me. And anyone within earshot of our little mobile home.
Yeah.
Now, what were you boys arguing about when I was in the bathroom?
Well, Curly...
Something about being the funniest podcast.
Oh, it was nothing, Edna. We were just screwing around.
Yeah, Curly said that...
Robert, don't, man.
I'm going to tell her.
Why do you have to involve her?
Well, you egged her on to reveal my morning ritual. Now I'm going
to... It wasn't me that got her to tell us the story about you farting every morning.
Yes, it was. You and Cheeks both.
Well, it was very entertaining, but what Curly said was even more entertaining.
Cheeks,
and what was that? What did Curly say, Robert?
Well, what he said was that our podcast
is this necessary?
Is probably the funniest and most innovative podcast in the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah, geez. And then he said that he was...
They're going spritzy. Somebody must be coming.
You lucky bastard.
Let me take a look at...
who's coming?
Oh, it's Honey.
Yeah, it's Honey.
Yes, Honey is coming. She is carrying a couple of...
Huge jugs?
What the hell do you mean, Harry? Huge jugs,
well, that's
Harry?
The first thing that came to my mind. You know, a couple of huge jugs of maybe apple cider.
Yeah,
she went to Costco.
Yeah, they sell those big jugs of apple cider
I
at Costco,
man.
It could have been that, but I thought... I was just wondering what she might have purchased because she went down to Costco.
Costco.
Robert, when is your appointment for the hearing test? At Costco.
What?
Oh, very funny. No, seriously, when is your appointment?
It's next week, something. Robert, it's open. Come on in, honey.
Come on in.
Okay. Oh, that door.
I hate that door.
Me too.
It's awful.
Oh. Yes. Oh, poor honey.
Hi. What's with all the packages?
Yes.
I went shopping at Costco.
Costco. Watch out for the China hatch.
Watch
out. Loaded down. But be careful.
Watch that.
I can't see from the packages.
Well, just watch where you're going.
Yes, no one is going to help me with the packages.
Well, I'm not.
Just drop them right there.
Yes.
You want me to drop them right here?
Yes, drop them, honey.
Jesus. You broke the glass door on the China hutch again.
Yes.
Couldn't you see where you were dropping those?
I couldn't see because of the package.
What the hell's in those packages?
Yes.
Well, 10 dozen of the Penn diapers for you, Curly.
Diapers.
In those packages.
They're not for me.
Yes, they're Depends. Yes, 10 packages of the Penn diapers for Curly. I almost killed myself, Curly Fries.
Yeah, she could have fallen.
Because of me?
Yes, because of you and your leaky ass.
Me and my leaky ass.
Your leaky ass
about?
That gets all your underwear soiled.
Honey, that's very private.
Yes,
well,
it's
I don't think
private.
You should be revealing that here on the podcast.
You should have come and helped me.
Yeah,
you should have helped me bring in the packages.
Well, honey,
and not let me just fall and break their China hutch.
Well, that's okay.
I nearly broke my back. Now, please, get me the chair.
The chair.
Help her with the chair.
Just shut the hell up about the diapers.
I don't appreciate you telling me to shut the hell up.
I'm sorry.
About the diapers.
You shouldn't tell her to shut the hell up.
I said I was sorry.
I am just exasperated.
I know
this has not been a very sexy day.
It hasn't.
I'm sorry.
Hi, honey.
Sweetheart.
I'm sorry you almost fell.
Yes. I don't think you are.
All because of Curly's leaky ass.
Yes, and it's getting worse.
Honey, what do you mean it's getting worse?
It is getting worse. You know, because he's been eating all these almonds.
He's been eating almonds.
Yes, I've been eating almonds.
He's been eating almonds by the pound.
Why?
Why is he eating almonds?
Well, because he gets constipated.
Well, honey, please. I don't think this is the time or the place to talk about my constipation.
Yes, honey. I think that's a little private, don't you think?
No, I don't.
I think
we should just let it all hang out
when
we are here, because this way we get to help each other.
Public service.
People know what's going on and what's waiting for them once they get older.
Exactly. Right. So let's get on the topic of leaky ass.
Let's not get on the topic.
You brought it up.
She brought it up.
She brought it up.
Well, yes, she brought it up. I don't want to talk about it.
I'd like to know about your leaky ass.
I don't want to talk about it.
is it leaking so much that you need adult diapers?
Listen, everybody, I'm a little confused here.
You're confused.
I'm a little confused because, honey, you first said that he had problem with constipation, but now he's got a leaky ass.
Right. I do.
Now, which is it? Is he backed up or is he flowing like like the river? What is
it's
it?
Both.
Both?
Yes. He gets constipated, then he has, tried to get himself a little more regular. But as you know, Curly used to have a horrendous problem. You know, he would get backed up.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yes. He would get backed up like the 405 freeway on a Friday night.
Oh, my.
Almost to the point of fainting when he had to go finally to the bathroom.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I believe it was easier for them to dig the Panama Canal than it was for Curly to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. It was awful. I'm sorry, Curly.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the benefit of our younger listeners,
the youngsters,
you have to realize that as we all age, bodily functions start to diminish.
Oh boy, do they.
Yes, they start to diminish. You know, when you are regular as a young person, things slow down when you get older.
They come to a screeching halt is what happens.
Well,
and in my situation is, yes, I would get backed up, but then I started taking stool softeners.
By the handful.
Stool softeners, man, I tell you. And then we started eating those gummies.
Gummy bears?
No, not gummy bears. They are fiber gummies.
Fiber gummies.
They're like candy, and I was eating those about 20 a day.
20?
It helped a little bit, but, still, I would get backed up. I started eating almonds.
Yes, someone told him to try some almonds.
I heard about almonds.
And he started eating like about 3 or 4 handfuls a day.
Right, yeah. Almonds.
And he's up to about 5 or 6 handfuls or more.
Almost 10.
And he is crapping like a racehorse.
Yes.
You ought to try some almonds, Robert. You have problems as
Robert.
Well.
Yeah, Robert. I don't want it, then you'll have a leaky ass as well.
You're the one with the leaky ass, not
me. Well, I've got a leaky ass now because what happens is I've got to crap about 5 or 6 times a day. I was, crapping like once every 5 days now 5 times a day.
Too much information.
And what happens is the stuff is really soft.
Don't talk about soft shit now.
How the hell am I going to say it otherwise?
Don't say it.
I don't have logs coming out. It's all soft. What happens is...
Curly, I don't want to know what happens. I don't want to know. I don't think anyone wants to know.
No, we don't.
All we know is that you have a leaky ass. And let's just leave it at that.
Fine, let's just leave it at that.
Can we change the subject now?
Yes, please.
People are probably eating... And, a sandwich or something right now. We're talking about Curly's
chicken legs.
I did not want to talk about that, as you all know. I almost fell. That subject.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I was concerned, it was taboo.
Yes, but it is taboo. But I was hoping that as a public service, we could educate some of our younger listeners as to what they can look forward to in the future.
Yes, embrace your future.
Please.
There's a leaky ass with your name and especially with the younger generation, they're all having anal sex now.
Really?
They're all butt-fucking now?
Seriously.
Screwing now. And
they are.
That thing is getting bigger and bigger.
Can't get smaller.
If I were you, invest in...
What?
Well, diapers. It's going to be a great need for diapers in the very near future.
Funny you should say that. I just invested about a quarter of my portfolio in adult diapers for just that very thing.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm looking for a good return.
You've been getting a great return.
Chicks, come on, man. That's not funny. From the I'm talking about real investing.
Something just occurred to me.
What's that?
Instead of, having to buy all these diapers that you have to wear, as an elderly person, wouldn't it be just easier to shove a butt plug up there, you know? And,
yes, Harry, come on. Please.
Yeah, why don't you shove a butt plug up there, Curly?
That's how I do it.
You shove a butt plug up there?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have a whole collection of
them. Honey, don't talk about your butt
well,
plugs.
Well, I do.
Well, I know you do, but you
it's
don't.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I know what.
You know, and I offered him to use one of my butt plugs,
I
but
don't wanna,
he just does
I,
not like butt
plugs. Like
I
butt
just
plugs.
Don't like to shove big old rubber butt plugs and walk around with, you know.
I'm with you on that.
What if it kind of popped out or something, you know?
What if it popped out and hit somebody in the eye?
Yes, yes. Your eye.
Yeah, then you'd be liable.
Right.
Go to court because of butt plug.
Yeah, get shot by a butt plug.
Out. So
I'd rather have...
What?
The pants on.
Yeah, the pants. The pants.
Let it be.
As the Beatles said.
Can we just change the subject?
I don't think they were talking
yes,
about
please,
about
let's do that
and,
right
and
now.
Yeah. But Robert was telling us earlier.
What was I telling
that,
you?
This is a very special episode for the Angry Old Man podcast.
You're
right.
Not going...
It's the 200th episode.
You're absolutely right, Harry. This is the 200th episode of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
And Curly earlier told us that.
Yeah, what did you tell us,
Robert? Please
don't back out.
Well,
now.
Yeah, don't back
the one that brought it up.
Exactly.
We already started
on,
talking
it was just
about
between
it.
Us.
And Edna walked in.
Oh yes, I walked in, and you guys were discussing something about some kind of a challenge.
Yes. Yeah,
you were putting out into the
Curly was,
I guess,
the world
blogosphere,
blogosphere
or
yeah.
podcast of fear. Podcast of fear. Is that what you said?
Podcast
well,
it could be podcast the sphere.
I believe that you just coined a new word.
Yes.
Because
there is a blogosphere,
yes.
So there maybe there is a podcast of fear.
Sphere.
No, sphere.
Sphere.
Podcast the sphere.
Podcast the sphere. Podcast the sphere.
Right.
Yeah.
Podcast the sphere.
Yes. So what Curly was talking about,
yes.
Robert, all these different podcasts,
yes.
Robert, that are on the internet.
Do we have to?
Come on, Curly.
Yes.
Explain it.
All right, fine. I'll explain
yeah.
it.
Go ahead. Explain, Curly.
Yes.
Well,
let me just preface it by saying that
you love me.
There are approximately 40 million podcasts out in the
40
world.
Million.
40 million. 40
million. 40 million. Okay.
Yes, and there are only six people listening to podcasts.
Only six people
six
listening
people.
To podcasts.
That's
right. Six people well, listening to podcasts.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means that there are 40 million people making podcasts,
yes.
right?
And only six listening to 40 million
that's
podcasts.
Not a good ratio.
How the hell are they going to, you know, listen to all the podcasts?
Well, I'm
that's
still confused. I don't know what the hell you're trying. What point you're trying to make.
What the hell's to be confused about? There are 40 million podcasts
yes.
and only six people listening.
So what the hell are you saying with 40 million podcasts?
What is your point?
All I was trying to say is
yes.
the world is flooded with shitty podcasts.
Well, we all know
okay,
that.
That's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
Okay, we all know that the world is flooded with shitty
yeah,
podcasts.
Okay,
right.
So the world is flooded with shitty podcasts.
Exactly.
So what does that have to do with
well,
us,
exactly.
Curly? Huh?
And what I was saying is that our podcast is perhaps one of the most unique and innovative.
Yes, yes. it is.
And even, yes,
what?
Funniest podcast.
I would say so.
In the entire world.
Yes. Well, so far I agree 100% with Curly.
Yes,
so what was the big problem
yes.
with
well,
this thing?
Well, honey, he
yes.
put out a challenge. What's
yeah.
the challenge, Curly?
Well, the challenge was that if anyone in the world, we challenge them, can produce a funnier podcast than us,
yes,
we would suck their dick.
But
see what I mean?
Say,
I just
are you out of your freaking mind?
Yeah, Curly.
I'm not sucking anybody's.
No one
I don't
is
think
doing
that's
it.
Such a bad challenge.
Well, what
honey?
Do you mean it's not a bad challenge, honey?
Well,
I wasn't including you in the mix.
Oh.
It was just for me and Robert oh, and Cheeks. And,
no, don't include
what
me.
What are you saying? You want to go suck somebody's member?
No, I don't want to go suck anyone's anything.
Well, then what?
I just feel that we would probably win. And that's why
oh.
I don't think it would be much of a challenge.
Oh, see, okay, that, yeah. see, that's what I was saying, too.
Well,
no.
We are not taking a chance.
No,
for,
absolutely
no.
not.
No, we're no. not going to put out a challenge
right.
to anyone about this.
Okay. Exactly.
Because what if someone does come along with a really funny podcast,
yeah.
and then we have to all line up and Just like that.
Yeah, well, someone very well could, like, let's say, Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah,
Norm MacDonald. Yeah. He's a hilarious guy.
Yes.
He could come on and just talk for about 15 minutes. He's hilarious. And then we'll wind up having to suck Norm MacDonald's dick. Well, I'm not sucking Norm MacDonald's dick. I don't care how funny he is. I'm just not going
to
do it.
You don't have to worry about it, Harry, because we are not going to suck Norm MacDonald's dick or anyone else's because we are not putting out the challenge.
Absolutely.
Let's
just
nip it in the bud right now and say a few things about our 200th episode.
Oh.
This is our 200th episode. Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you probably have some kind of a very special program prepared for today, correct?
What do you got planned, Robert?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, you mean nothing. It just dawned on me when we started.
What kind of celebration is that?
This is the 200th episode.
Yeah.
So that's all there is. That's all there is. That's all there is.
That's some celebration. Maybe you ought to, some of the newer listeners who are listening to the Angry Old Man podcast around the world, to let them know how this program came about.
Robert.
What was episode number one like?
It was not very good.
Not good?
No, it was not.
It was not.
But we do want to say hello to all of our friends down in Australia.
Down in Australia.
Western Australia. We have people in Southern Australia.
Okay.
And we have people in Victoria listening to us.
Victoria.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
yes.
We do.
Hello, everybody there. Also,
Hi.
We have people in China.
In China.
And Japan.
Uh-huh.
We have people in UK.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Ireland.
Look at my chalet.
Canada and the United States. And then occasionally,
where?
Here and there, we get a listener some other country.
Yes.
But those are the countries where most of our listeners come from.
Right.
So we want to say hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody.
We do. Listening and downloading.
Yes.
But Robert, do tell us how the Angry Old Man podcast came about.
Yes, Grandpa. Tell us the story.
Yes, Grandpa.
Oh, we love the story.
Please, Grandpa. Well, it was about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I used to go to the
bathroom?
Senior center to play some cards.
Okay.
We would play cards.
Every day.
Frank Tiramisu was the one that was organizing
a little poker
game where we played for nickels and dimes.
Yeah. Gambling.
Not a lot of money.
Just a little friendly game.
And what happened was the executive director of the senior center got a wind of that, and she called the cops on us.
She called the cops
she
on
did.
You.
Yeah, so the cops came and they laughed. Joel Farts played for nickel and dimes.
Yeah,
you know.
What do you expect?
So I was so pissed off at her.
What'd you do?
Well, I went to the parking lot.
Y'all.
And I... What? Pissed in her car.
He pissed in her car.
Well,
we tried.
I tried to piss in her car. But, you know, bladder problems.
Because of his
I was able to just get a little bit on her door, and that was it. But
a
couple of drops. She called the cops on me again, I had to go to court.
How did she know it was you?
Well, the security camera caught me doing
we
my
saw
duty.
Him in court.
I had to go to court. And,
what happened then?
Being a retired radio DJ. The judge decided that I should be doing a podcast on anger management.
Well, that's more sensible.
Instead of going to jail for pissing in the lady's car or attempting to piss in the lady's car.
And
so that's how the Angry Old Man podcast came about.
Yeah.
I was supposed to come here and contain my anger, and if I didn't said a foul word, an additional podcast was added to the 100 that I was sentenced to do and talk about anger management.
Get the hell out of here.
Well, as it turned out, here we are on episode 200.
Yes.
I have not completed my sentence.
Not as yet.
Not yet, huh?
So they can go fuck themselves.
Robert.
Another podcast.
Yes, it is.
Now, as a result of that, assholes.
My God.
Oh, that's okay, another
one.
Yeah, another podcast. But, Robert, how can they tell that you you know are using foul language or angry language. Yeah. How can they
listen with this thing right here? What? Your Apple Watch? No, this isn't an Apple Watch.
I thought that was your Apple Watch.
No, it's a monitoring device they put on me, and I found that out in the very first podcast. In fact, I can play you a little clip from my very first podcast where a gentleman from the county anger management department called me to let me know I was using foul language.
That's great. Well, why don't you play that little bit, that little clip from the very first Angry Old Man podcast?
All right. Why don't you set up the clip and tell us what we are about to hear?
Well, in this clip, Edna is trying to calm me down.
Always.
Because I was using some foul language, and she told me that Dr. Oz said it was not very good for me.
All right, Robert, let's rewind back 6 years to episode one of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Well, that Dr. Schnoz and Dr. Phil and all them doctors, they can all kiss my ass as far as I'm concerned.
There you go again. You're getting all worked up again. You can make yourself sick. Can you get that? It's probably for you.
Yeah, all right. Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Is this Mr. Lickensmite?
No, this is not Mr. Lickensmite. This is Mr. Lichtenstein. Who the hell is this?
My name is Albino, and I'm with the County Anger Management Department.
Your name is Albino?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, it's Albert Bino, but I prefer Al.
Okay, Al, what do you want with me? You're not my probation officer.
No, I work in the monitoring division of the probation department, and I was alerted that you're using some angry language, and I just wanted to inform you of this potential infraction.
Yeah, and?
Well, per your probationary conditions, you are prohibited from using such words. Therefore, I will be filing a report with your probation officer.
Whoa. How the hell do you know I'm using angry language? This podcast has not been uploaded yet. I'm still in the middle of recording it, for Christ's
sake. Well, your monitoring device alerted me.
My monitoring device? What monitoring device?
Well, the device that was placed right there on your wrist.
I thought this was so you could make sure I didn't leave my house or get juiced up. Because I have not left my apartment and I can't afford to buy booze. So what the hell are you monitoring?
Well, the device on your wrist monitors everything you say. We have a built-in algorithm that alerts us when it picks up a word that is considered to be used in anger or hate.
Wait a minute. So what you're telling me is you're not monitoring my movement or substance abuse.
Correct.
You're monitoring what I say in the privacy of my own home?
Yes, that is correct. Every sound that is generated within 10 feet of you is clearly picked up by the device, and then it's transmitted to our data center. When an offending word is picked up, the alarm goes off. Naturally, I am required by law to take a listen and verify the recording and then file a report with the probation department.
This is nuts. What, are we living in Soviet Union?
Sir, I don't make the rules. Well, I just have a job to do. You may or may not agree with the rules, but rules are rules, Mr. Lickenmeyer.
It's Lichtenstein.
I beg your pardon.
So, let me get this straight.
Okay.
What you're saying is this device on my wrist can pick up any sound generated within 10 feet of me?
Yes, that is correct.
How about if I place this device right here and generate this sound? Did your device go off now?
Let me check.
That's funny.
No, it did not go off because that is not a word. That is a bodily function.
Of course. Okay, so let me get this straight. Mm. Bodily functions don't count. Yeah. Only words do, right?
Precisely. Only words spoken in anger or hate set off your device.
Well, in that case, Mr. Albino, all I have to say to you is...
Yeah?
That means goodbye where I come from.
Are you sure?
That's funny. That's great.
Oh, my God, Robert.
That's how it went.
So that Apple Watch on your wrist is really a monitoring device.
That's what it is.
And,
be damned.
How many podcasts are you up to now?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I get a monthly statement here, from the probation department. Because they keep track of these things.
It's like a bill.
And I am now up to 9,203.
Oh,
yes. 9,203.
Oh, my God.
I'll be doing these damn podcasts until I die.
Well, buddy, we'll be right here with you. And,
yes, of course. Thanks.
Help you. Go down to zero.
Of course. Yes.
What happens if you die and you don't complete all the podcasts?
Yes. Well, they're just going to prop me up here and have to keep doing it with you guys.
It'll be all done. Yeah, much like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, much like Weekend at Bernie's.
It'll be Weekend at Roberts. Yeah, yes. Well, it's not going to happen. But that's how it all started, yep. And here we are 6 years later, still going at it, and we're so happy that you could be here with us.
Yes.
Well, Robert and Edna, I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm so sorry, because on one hand, you're doing something that you were mandated to do.
It was punishment.
Well, turned out to be a little fun
get-together
for us here. Right. So that's kind of nice, too.
Yes, it has turned out to be a fun little get-together for all of us
very
here.
Very sexy.
That we look forward to. Yeah, I really enjoy it every time, even though you guys pick on me all the time.
Come on.
I don't mind. I still have a good time.
Yeah, we do.
It's all in good fun. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. We do it because we love you, Curly.
I could do with a little less love, please.
Come on.
You could go for a little less love?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the fun that we've had today is coming to a close.
Unfortunately, yes.
We appreciate you being with us on this 200th episode of the Angry Old Man podcast, and hope that you will join us for 201.
201.
So before we say goodbye, let's go to Ms. Honeydew.
Yes, please.
Yes, and see what she has to say.
Well, the only thing I can say, Robert, congratulations, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
For the 200th episode of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Right.
But I'm very happy to be part of it and wish everyone a very sexy day. Toodaloo, everyone.
Yes.
Toodaloo.
How about you, Harry? Yes. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, Robert, I also want to say congratulations, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I'm also very happy that there's no prospect that I'm going to have to suck Norm MacDonald's dick.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. The knot is off the table.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Yeah, no more sucking.
We're not putting out any challenges.
We could have won.
To anyone. We just know that we're kind of funny sometimes. So
we are.
We'll
sometimes.
Just leave it at
sometimes.
That.
Sometimes. Okay.
And Curly, you can go suck anybody's dick you want.
But come on, Chase. I told you.
Stop
we were going to win that contest. There was no chance
it's
of that
It's not happening.
You're full of shit.
You're full of shit.
No, you're full of shit.
Boys.
You're both full of shit.
Yes.
But Robert, he's the one that
Shut
started
up.
It. I don't care. Come
we're
on,
leaving.
Curly. What is your parting word?
We could have won.
That's four words, you dipshit.
What are you talking about?
I told you what's your parting word.
Boys.
You get on like one
Enough.
Word and you take four.
We're saying goodbye here.
But we could have won.
We'll never find out.
That's right. We'll never find out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
We hope to see you next time on our 201st episode of the Angry Old Man podcast. So long, everyone.
See you next time.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.